Heartland Men's Chorus provides excellence in performance while advancing men's choral music, building community, and reaching out to diverse audiences. Rick Fisher has been executive director of the chorus since 1997.
Heartland Men's Chorus is Kansas City's gay men's chorus. We sing with about 150 singers. We've been singing in Kansas City and the wider Midwest region since 1986. Our singers come from all walks of life and a wide range of ages. Our youngest member is 18, and our oldest is in his 70s. They come from all sorts of professions. We have a number of straight men that sing with the chorus as well because they love the music.
The chorus's musical repertoire is as large as the group itself.
Much of our music is done with an accompanist, and we have a very fabulous pianist, Lamar Sims, who accompanies the chorus. We also do occasionally a cappella work, and we also have done things with orchestra.
Describe the types of music that you perform.
We do a wide variety of music from choral standards and kind of classical works right up through the modern day with a lot of pop stuff and show tunes. And the programming over the course of a season really varies widely. And we also do a number of issue-oriented concerts that address particular social concerns.
Primarily LGBTQ civil rights, Heartland Men's Choir is a member of the Gala Choruses and tour regionally, nationally, and internationally, where they've performed in concert with other Gala Choruses and at five quadrennial festivals of Gala Choruses Incorporated.
Gala Choruses is a North American association of gay and lesbian choirs throughout the country, and there are about 150 performing groups in North America that involve about 7,500 singers, and Gala is kind of the umbrella organization that keeps us all working together. Chorus America is a national service organization for choirs, and we're a member of that fine group as well.
Chorus America serves a spectrum of professional volunteer youth and symphony opera choruses. Heartland Men's Chorus is clearly focused on community outreach, as well as the thrill of public performance.
What we have learned through our demographic research over the years is that we actually draw regular audience members from a seven-state region. And so what we have realized is that it's very important for us to go out into the outlying communities, not only to support those local communities and the gay community in those areas, but also just simply to introduce new people to Heartland Men's Chorus and the unique artistic product that we provide for our region.
The chorus performs in all sorts of places, churches, theaters, nightclubs, parks, union halls, as well as special events, an opening gala for a Smithsonian Institution traveling exhibit in Kansas City, as well as a Lewis and Clark bicentennial tour. Last season, the chorus performed a dozen concert tours.
We have a number of groups that do outreach performances, and so our average annual is probably 12 to 20. Sometimes it's the full chorus. Sometimes it's a subset of the chorus, you know, 40 or 60 singers. And other times it is our small 13-member ensemble, the Heartaches.
Oh, the Heartaches. And who's going to be performing in Eureka Springs?
We are delighted for our outreach tour this spring that we'll be traveling with 106 singers. So it's not quite the full chorus, but it will be a really impressive-looking and sounding musical force.
The first half of the Eureka Springs appearance will feature jazz, blues, and American songbook standards by Count Basie, Glenn Miller, Duke Ellington, and others. Part of the chorus's Misbehavin' concert program, the Heartland Men's Chorus advances men's choral music through the commissioning of new compositions and arrangements. So the second act in the Eureka Springs appearance will be a condensed version of the chorus's musical documentary program titled And Justice for All, involving narration and visuals, exploring the music of civil rights movements.
Sleep tonight, and may your dreams be realized.
Selections that we are sharing with you come from our musical documentary program, And Justice for All. This program dealt with the music of civil rights movements. In particular, it looked at music that was composed and sung around the struggle for women's rights, the struggles for African-American rights, and then the contemporary struggle for LGBT rights. And what we learned as we looked at each of those movements is that when people stood up for their civil rights, they sang. They were singing movements. And so the first piece is called MLK. It was originally sung by U2. And we perform it with soloist Jedediah Kruger. And it is, in the concert version, it is accompanied by very stunning visuals that really bring home the message of the piece. Also share with you a version of the popular civil rights anthem, We Shall Overcome. This is a song that has had great meaning in the struggle for African-American civil rights in our nation and has gone on really to be an anthem for all people that are seeking their rights. Our third selection is I Will Stand With You. This was commissioned by Heartland Men's Chorus, written by Kansas City composer Mark Hayes, and was really to be a summation of our exploration of the music of civil rights. The high point of the piece is the message that it delivers. No one is truly free unless we are all living free.
Absolutely trust that I will be there for you.
artistic director of Heartland Men's Chorus is Dr. Joe Netto. He has been with the chorus now for 14 years, and he has done an outstanding job in growing and building the chorus and building our musicality and musicianship, and he's an absolute genius at concert programming. It was actually he who created this program format that we use, the musical documentary.
The Heartland's Men Chorus also has a popular annual subscription series in Kansas City.
We do three concerts a year at Kansas City's historic Folly Theater downtown, a total of seven performances. We have a holiday concert, which is our best-selling program and draws large audiences, and that's always it's become the traditional start of the holiday season for many folks in Kansas City. It's a variety of traditional music and fun and campy music. There's always a surprise. We also do spring and summer concerts, and sometimes those are pops programs. Sometimes those are more serious choral programs.
And of course, along with ticket sales, sponsors, patrons, and donors, the chorus markets merchandise for income.
The video work that we have done has been surrounding our musical documentary programs. One is called The Few, the Proud, and that was a program that dealt with the history of gays and lesbians in the U.S. military. The other was called All God's Children, which took a look at LGBT people and communities of faith, their relationship with communities of faith, acceptance, rejection, and so forth, and kind of how their faith played out in their lives.
The chorus is also celebrating this year their 25th anniversary season with the release of their 10th CD.
Our 10th CD was released in the fall of 2010 in commemoration of our 25th anniversary, and it includes some selections from two recent concerts, and one of those concerts is part of what we'll be presenting when we come to Eureka Springs on the 12th of March.
So one can't help but wonder how many high schoolers might show up to hear the Heartland Men's Chorus in Eureka Springs with the surge of interest created by the Fox musical drama Glee.
We are getting more attention because of the resurgence of popularity of choral singing, and we're very excited that we are bringing in more and more younger people, so we're not just an old man's group. That's been really great, and in fact, our concert next December will be called Holiday Glee.
And one more thing, the Heartland Men's Chorus performance in Eureka Springs is a charity benefit.
All of the expenses of our outreach trip are covered by our outreach budget, so that the most exciting thing about this project is that when we come to Eureka Springs, all of the proceeds from ticket sales will be left there in Eureka Springs to benefit Ozark's AIDS resources. And we're very delighted to partner with them as our charity beneficiary to support the important work that they do there in Carroll County.
Rick Fisher, Executive Director of the Heartland Men's Chorus. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich. Rick Fisher, Executive Director of the Heartland Men's Chorus. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.